Okay, you here? All right, let's get started. So like we've been saying, the beginning of the week, for the Shema of the week, is before Shlema for Yosef ben Devorah Hinda. It's Shema of the week. I think Wednesday and Thursday this week all up here, but that's we'll update closer to then. Okay, so this Perek Yud is a very, very Kabbalistic Perek. It's talking about a lot of inyanim in Nistar and in Kabbalah. And it's talking about inyanim that we don't have a lot of understanding yet. Okay? It's things that one is less understandable than the next. Okay? And some of them are flat out scary, to be honest with you. But we don't, and you know, we generally don't focus so much about these scary things, because the way we try to give mussar is more inspirational than to scare you into doing it. But at the end of the day, we have to know what we have to know. So the Goyim is going to teach us some things about the din after a person's nifter. It's heavy duty stuff. I'm just going to read it, and I'm not going to explain too much, because I'm not Bar Hakim explaining too much more than what it says here. Okay, so I'm just going to take the words of what he says, and we'll take it from there. Be'esa Misa. It's Perek Yud Ois Yud. Be'esa Misa. At the time of death, Ozhu Yoim Hadin HaChazak Me'oid. A person is faced with a tremendous din. K'mo Shekosov, Yoim Hashem HaGodol, Mar Tzereach Shom Givor. Okay. So the neshama finds its way and it starts leaving the guf. Ve'oz, at that moment, muchrach lirois hashchina. The neshama is forced to go appear in front of the shchina. Like it says in the Zohar, so the neshama has to face the shechina at the time of the misa. And that's what it says. Another taich in the pasuk, according to the Zohar, ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. That it says is a great shot. That it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked to see Hashem. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Lo yirani ha'adam b'chai," which literally means a person who does not see me. Alive people don't see me. So he says, "Lo yirani ha'adam," when a person does not see me and then continue to live, because when a person sees me, they die, because a person has to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of the misa. Now, rock. There's a big problem, because imagine that. The halacha is also hestakel b'fnei rasha. It is prohibited to look into the face of the rasha. It's known that when there was a famous encounter between one of the, I think it was an encounter between Ben Gurion and Chazon Ish, and Ben Gurion came to see the Chazon Ish's house, and when Ben Gurion came in to see the visit the Chazon Ish, Chazon Ish turned off the light. And he met him in the dark because he said, also the histaka with Neirosh. And he said, anyway, when that's true or not, I don't know, but that's the story. So imagine that the Hashem comes to see the neshama. So if that's the Chazon Ish, so imagine Hashem himself. So he says, Rak, Berosha, Hashchina mistalek has taken. The Shechina doesn't want to, the neshama is trying to encounter the Shechina runs the other way. Then the Malach HaMavis gets free reins over the neshama and he can cause major damage. And the neshama just gets like, it's done. However, by tzaddik, the Shechina does not take the neshama. The neshama is brought to its resting place, and it goes out through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through the Malach HaMavis. And then the Avos come to visit him. Like I said before, I will not be adding too much explanation to these paragraphs. I'm not sure, you know, I don't have much to add. This is what he says, okay? The goyim is coming from the Zohar, because the Zohar says, Vayar v'hine shloisha anashim mitzavim olos. So it's referring to when Yaakov Avinu, when Avram Avinu was waiting outside, and he saw the malachim, and the Zohar says it's referring to the neshama at the time that it's encountering a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and all of a sudden, behold, three anashim come to greet him. It's referring to the office, okay? Okay. Apparently, most of this is coming from the Zohar. Again, I'm just going to read some of the basic concepts, and I'm going to go through it. It's things that's good to hear, but I'm not sure how much of it we can relate to in a Musar way, and how much we can even relate to in an understanding way. It's very, very deep and very sharp. Musar. Shiva dinim oiver mala adam. A person goes through seven dinim. Vehein, harishon, takef koidem misasoy, boim shleisha malachim. So before the misa itself, he's already having a din. He already has a din before the misa itself. And at that time, three malachim come. Harishon, choyshev kolor, goim, shaya ba'ilam. The first one counts every moment that a person is zoicha to live and makes a cheshbon if the person, what did the person accomplish during that time? Hasheni, choshev ha'averis sha'asa. The third one counts the averis that were done during that lifetime. Vashlishi, and the third malach comes. Who's the third malach? The third malach is your friend that you've met before. The malach that was teaching you Torah inside the mother's womb, he comes back now. He says, hey, remember me? Yeah. He says, you used to be a big Talmid Chacham when I saw you last. Oh yeah, when was that? Well, it was a long time ago. You may not remember. But I'm here now to check up on you. See, Ashlishi Shalimir Oisei Torah Bebetim Imai. Now he's coming to check up and see, look, what was the goal? This is according, this fits with the Gra L'shitasai, that the Gra says that the Malach does not teach you all the Torah. The Malach teaches you all the Torah that you have potential to learn. And the goal in life is to go back and relearn everything that you were taught originally, that is your Chelach. So the Malach comes to check up on you again. I remember I heard one time a friend of mine told me he was leaving yeshiva. He was leaving yeshiva and he was going to say goodbye to his Rebbe. So his Rebbe told him, he said, I give you a bracha that next time I see you, I shouldn't be embarrassed of you and you shouldn't be embarrassed of me. I shouldn't be embarrassed that you're my Talmid, and you shouldn't be embarrassed to see me. In other words, so that's what this Malach is, that's what the Goyim is saying. The Malach left, but he's coming back to check on you. So these are the three Malachim that encounter a person b'shas Misa. One counts the moments to see if he used his time. The other one counts the Averis. And the third one is there to check on the person's potential. Hasheni, that's the first, okay? There's seven dinim. This is the first. Three malachim on the first one. Okay, now he was zoicha to die. Okay, now after this, he was zoicha to death. Hasheni hu achar hamisa. After death, kishamoylichin oisir lakever, machrizin lefon of violet plenty demarid b'malka v'nida in oz. On the way to the kever, there is also a din. Hashlishi kishamachnizin oisir lakever nida in l'mayla. The third time is when they put, it's being put into the kever as a shas adin. By the way, that's why, because of these two dinim, is why that's why there's an inyan to bury to not postpone the Levaya, and then at the place to be koiver as soon as possible. You see people rushing to put the sand. Why are you rushing to put the sand? Because it's a shas adin. So you want to get the person out of the din as much as possible. You don't want him to be shayer bedin. So the more, the quicker the sand gets put on, the quicker the din is over. And the quicker, right? Harivi, the fourth one is the chibut hakever. We discussed chibut hakever, right? Chibut hakever is that the it's like the feeling that the neshama or needs something and it's not getting it. So neither in kol aver ve'aver shenana min ha'olam shaloi b'mitzvah. So we said the same thing as when a person gave the guf a feeling of, you know, satisfaction in this world, now the guf wants more of it. And that's chibur hakever. Chibur hakever is the guf and now reaching out to try to get more hana. Hey, your whole life you were providing me hana. What happened? Why all of a sudden you're not providing me any hana? So the it's like the goof is trying to get out of the caver, and that tsar is a tremendous tsar. Hachamishi dina desoilata is the dinim of when the worm's eating up the goof, and the going says somewhere else. We looked at it in the Nefesh HaChayim, that the neshama and shemayim feels pain every time that the guf is being eaten. Hashishi kafakela. Kafakela is when the neshama is like bouncing around and doesn't have a place to go. Hashvi'i is gehenna. So we only talk about gehenna, but the going's like, by the time you get to gehenna, and then eventually the neshama will be purified and the neshama can go into Gan Eden. We don't talk about this stuff very often. If you read Sfarim like Reishis Chachma, and some of these types of Sfarim, they talk about this a lot more. This is scary stuff, okay? Like I said, it's not so much, it's so often talked about, but it's good to know about it once in a while also. Okay. Give everyone what to think about. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Shkayach, everyone.